Headline, ICE raid calls Mayor Karen Bass a suspect in L.A. protests. Published at 7:21 p.m., June 9, 2025. The crypto-fascist illegal immigrant snitching protocol ICE raid, not to be confused with the real immigration agency, has called Mayor Karen Bass a suspect in the ongoing Los Angeles, L.A. protests. The project's X account, at ICERAID News, encouraged followers to organize your own number sign raids and upload pictures of Bass to its tracker so that she can be raided and detained. It's been doing this since Saturday, one day after the protests began, while offering 10,000 of its raid tokens as an incentive. ICERAID was founded by Jason Myers, a crypto entrepreneur who reportedly claimed to be in talks with White House officials about the project. Despite this, it's not clear if ICERAID has actually contributed to any arrests or if the real U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, gives it any notice. ICERAID is using the L.A. protests as promo. The issues in L.A. stemmed from a series of deportation protests that took place hours after ICE carried out raids across mostly Hispanic areas on Friday. Over 100 immigrants were reportedly arrested. One reported raid at Home Depot was later disputed by White House officials. Driverless cars were burned. Looting has taken place. And on Saturday night, Donald Trump ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to intervene. The ICERAID account has been using inflammatory language to describe the protests, calling it an ongoing war that required federal intervention and claimed America has already been invaded. Its founder, however, hasn't posted about them once since they began on June 6th. On June 9th, Mayor Bass called for the protesters to remain peaceful and refrain from violence. She also condemned the National Guard's intervention and called it chaotic escalation. Angelenos have the right to make their voices heard through peaceful protest, but don't fall into the administration's trap, Bass said. ICERAID's team is pro-Bitcoin, and conspiratorial ICERAID's whole pitch involves the public uploading images of what they think are suspected illegal immigrants in return for crypto, so that one day they can be tracked by the actual ICE, if the project ever succeeds. It's also pro-Bitcoin and believes the public fallout between Donald Trump and Elon Musk was somehow manufactured. Trump has since said that his relationship with Musk has ended. ICERAID briefly went viral across right-wing outlets, and it's gone from a measly 5 witness entries on its tracker to 16 entries, 2 of which claim to be from L.A. The project also received support from Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of far-right militant group the Proud Boys. Tarrio also advocated for detaining Mayor Bass, and now ICERAID is promoting the neo-fascist group. Despite the tough guy exterior, the ICERAID team itself is sloppy and mistakenly described a promotional Tesla video demonstrating the car's sturdiness as domestic terrorism. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.